Minnesota's Muslim community mounted the uncommitted push, and Imam Abdirahman Karieh from Bloomington says about Biden,
if he's not paying attention, he's going to have a very difficult time in November, as this base is going to keep on growing and growing.
Analysts say Biden's age and reports on his mental condition are also driving the uncommitted vote in Minnesota. State DFL party chairman Ken Martin says Joe Biden clearly is the overwhelming favorite of Democrats here in Minnesota and throughout the country.
I am absolutely convinced that most of those uncommitted voters, if it were a choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, would in fact vote for Joe Biden.
Hamlin University analyst David Schultz says,
the bigger concern will be not will they be voting for Donald Trump, do they just stay home on election day? And I think that's a more troubling issue for Biden if they stay home.
Democratic challenger Dean Phillips got only about 8% of the vote in his home state. Even before the polls closed, he posted on social media, congratulations to Joe Biden, uncommitted, Marianne Williamson, and Nikki Haley for demonstrating more appeal to Democratic Party loyalists than me. In the Republican primary, former President Donald Trump beat challenger Nikki Haley by more than 2-1. Haley's Minnesota campaign chair, Republican State Representative Kristen Robbins.
Even though 70% of the American people said in polls they didn't want a rematch between President Trump and President Biden, clearly the party activists in both parties do want the rematch.
But Robbins notes President Biden did not have a great night here in Minnesota. I'm Bill Werner.